Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, Sif Gimel. Page 194. Im hayu roichvim v'omru norchal. So we're discussing what defines a kviyas that they therefore they have a lacha of a zimun. So they were all riding on their horses, and they said, "Let's eat." And each was only using his own loaf, and they did not dismount, since they. If they A, they announced let's eat, and B, they stopped together, for them that's called a kviyas. If the people were walking, and they were walking as they went,
as they ate,
so that's not now we.
They were quote unquote eating on the run.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Burr will talk about if they're seated in a wagon. Okay. We discussed this before. And we'll talk about that when we get to Mr. Burr about cars nowadays, etc. Okay. They stopped in a field. And they're not sitting, they're not necessarily interacting with each other, each one like separate out in his own spot in the field. They're using the same loaf.
They're
how are
they using the same loaf?
What?
They divided it up, or they came back and got a piece.
So then they were temporarily not mufuzarim.
But that's true. But I would assume that the general their kviyas is not as a kviyas.
Where's what
Mufuv has
already
been?
Spread out.
Oh, they're spread out.
Okay. The fact that they did not designate that they didn't want to join together, so they're not one. Okay. Hagoah. Hamidik shal lezama base of the kachab. If they would have to stop by a eat by a non-Jewish inn or something of that sort, the minig is not to be mezamin. We consider it's not a kviyas. Okay, that's the minig. The Shabura will talk about maybe nowadays it's not like this minute. Okay. Nearly a time, Mishum the Loyuklu the Kwa Atsama Bitsabakhabim Mishum Yiras Abikhabim at any moment they might have to leave because of the danger. Avikilu Oklu Baloy Kevat, as if they ate together without Keva, boy. Ishlochush Sakana Mishan Nusa Brocha. They're worried about that, you know, that they know the Jews are supposed to say the Rachamim for the Balabayas. Obviously, they're not going to say the Rachamim for the Balabayas. Okay? Because they don't want to give a bracha to the Goy. So the Chemitil, the Kabbatim, Rach, the Vorach, Kalachas, the Vadoi. So we'd rather just not, you know, start the whole issue. Even if those are not good reasons why the minig started, but now the minig has been established, people are eating al das the minig, a melo that they actually are not a kavias, they're for not mitzarv. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. We discussed this before. Exact same lashon. Their discussion was: can one person can only motzi the other people for a motzi if they're kviyas together? Here we're discussing whether they can bench through zimun. The rules are the same. So this is all information. Of course, you remember all of it, so we don't have to worry about it. If they're actually walking, so then it's not a kviyas. I'm assuming kuf samozayim mashkasav to b'shem magen avram shemistapik b'zeh. If they're sitting in a wagon and they're going, so the magen avram raises it as a question. Chayalim hikriya de b'zeh b'chem l'chomokim sheisafik. So the Chayalim says, well, once in the situation of Safik, therefore, what should you do? Bishloshi Yizamnu, nowadays, no reason why you can't do a Zimun of three. But to do a benching of 10 would be questionable. So you can do a zimun without saying the Shem Hashem. Now, so the modern applications over there, the Mishnah Berurah before brought, what about in a boat? He said in a boat that there the Magen Rama says they are mitzdarif, and they are mitzdarif. So we have never seen the agola and the boat. So what's the difference between the agola and the boat? So it's interesting. The Gemara says that that the way we look at a boat, since it's traveling in a different medium than the regular ground. Traveling even in water, we look at the boat as the boat is to some extent stationary and the water is moving. Okay, so the modern application of that would probably have a similar halacha in regards to an airplane as opposed to on a bus.
Well, granted that water is. Probably, particularly if it's on the ocean, water is certainly moving, but the boat is also moving. How can you say the boat is stationary?
Right.
I mean, unless it's you know, anchored, and even then it's probably moving a little bit.
Right.
Similarly with an airplane. An airplane, you know, certainly if the airplane isn't moving, it's falling.
I don't get it. From what we saw at the beginning of the season, if you have three people on a horse,
it's a big horse.
Correct.
So why then is a lot different? It's no worse than three people on a horse.
If they stop the horses and they announce, let's eat together, and then they stop. Over here we're moving. There's a question over here. There's no motion. Over here there's motion. So the question is, does motion take away the kriyas? So we said, if the people are walking, for sure it takes it away. Mishnah Berurah said, if they're going in agola, so it's a suffix.
And it was relative to the agola, they're stationary. The agola is what's moving.
Right, that's the Magen Rama suffix. Right? And the case of the boats, the Magen Rama says, Yuvadi Armazam. That's the information that we have. They're trying to figure out the rules.
So if we're sitting at home and we're about to bench, even with three people, and a sudden earthquake, then we shouldn't bench. Because there's motion.
If there's an earthquake, you've got bigger problems than just whether or not you should bench.
No, because your kvias was as during the meal was together. This is the issue here is the kvias during the meal, not the
zimun. Well, if the agol is moving, there's still kevah. They start to eat together.
I understand, but the whole state of being and the issue is the whole state of being in agol, which it's made to move, is a lack of kvias.
So why are we worried about the fact that the earth is moving?
Probably because even though we know that scientifically, if we don't see that, we don't perceive it anyway. That's probably irrelevant. Like a lot of the areas of halacha, the scientific definitions base it the way it's perceived by people, not what we know scientifically.
Okay. But scientific evidence is based on visual observation in a lot of cases.
If you perceive it like that, so then we'll deal with it. Most people don't feel that the earth moving under their. They say, "Wow, we feel like we're moving, even though we are. We're moving through the space at tremendous speeds."
But we're actually moving in two different directions simultaneously. The earth is rotating around the sun, but the earth is also rotating on its axis. Every 24 hours, it does a complete turn. So we're actually moving in two directions simultaneously.
Actually, we're moving in three directions because we're going around the sun and we're turning on our axis, and that this whole system is actually moving in the universe.
You're right. Okay. I'm sorry. So, my mistake.
Okay.
You are
correct. But the average person doesn't really feel any of those motions in any significant way. Doesn't really notice them in any significant way. I imagine if you're like, you have a very, very highly attuned inner ear, maybe you would, but I imagine most people don't. Okay.
It depends how much astronomical information people have. I mean, every night you can go up with the stars and see that they change position during the hours. And so you know.
Yeah, but most people perceive that the stars are moving, not the Earth.
That's what I said.
saying the perception is not, it's the intellectual knowledge and the perception are two different things. Right? We still talk about sunrise. The average astronomer tells me about what time sunrise is and what time sunset is, which like that's like horrible science, especially when the astronomer tells you that, right? Or your meteorologist tells you sunrise at this time, moonrise at this time. That's not true. There's no sunrise and moonrise. So if the scientist is calling it sunrise and moonrise, I can call it that too. Okay.
Again, he's using our perceptions as a means of explaining it to us.
Right. Okay. Shalom the Zaman. Now, according to Chokum, so that was the Ramah says the minig is not to bench from base Akum. So if they would be staying in this non-Jewish inn, they would bench Bezimun. Now, Baharachim and Oimrim, Harachim and Yishlach Lono Barachim and Ruba Bahalich Hosein will be Yeshiva Hosein and Adalom. We don't give a bracha to the Balabayas to the Goy. We rather say, as we're traveling. Menuchal Oimr or Yerachim and Yivarach is Balabayas Hazeva Koya Balasuda. Alternatively, we can say it's referring to the Balasuda. Not to the owner of the which they provide right at the suda, not to the goy. Okay. We call him call echel echel mishaloi. The ozafil of beis yisrael armi harachem on yibrech hasanu. You say us v'imarklam v'mloim b'yer m'derech harayi b'beis avet gluldim. Efshad ein zekvius v'emen zabman. If the night time they would stop and they would make the kvius. That's what they're there for the night. If you just stop in to catch a meal as you're going. The best thing is not to compare yourself to sit like you said as a unit, but sit independently instead of schmoozing with each other. Open a safer. Okay, he didn't say that part, but that's my husafa.
And that's based on the fact that because it's not only really a place of kvias, the issue is that an inn is inherently not a place of kvias, or
I think so. Right, but he says only dafka based on the galulim. If the baal achsanya over there is a Jew, the nature is you're if you're commanding yourself, you're commanding yourself. You know, we feel comfortable sitting there. You know, the Jewish guy serving us, but you know, if the to go, you want to get in, and get out as quickly as possible. Okay, Dalad shloish shiyosh lechol vebercha berchas amotzi. Filko echad oichol mekikora filo loyochol adayin kazayis pas enem mishram lecholik. Once they were commanded themselves together, and that's the kviyas, so that's when this rule that you cannot divide starts right there, and they have to, they can't now move themselves apart, and then we'll bench separately. You made the kviyas together, and that's it. So that's Chiyam Zimun starts the beginning of the meal. Okay. Fine.
Actually, this raises an interesting question that happened to me this evening. I went in to get some of the leftover food. They had bagels. One person had finished and was about to make a zimun. Well, he was about to bench when another guy saw him and said, "Wait a second, if I would join with them, even though I was just starting to eat and they had already finished." So they started benching, I answered. And then as soon as he finished the first paragraph, I essentially left to go sit down and eat. Should I have not walked away from them while they were still in the middle of benching?
No, so you had Betzim, you had no Chiyav Zimun over there because there was no three people eating together. You didn't eat with them.
I didn't eat. I had just started eating and they were basically already finished, but I answered.
Right. So that was a Zimun of Rishos. It wasn't a Zimun of Chiyav. Right.
But my question is what. I stayed and listened to the guy who did the benching. He said the first paragraph. I answered.
Right, yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that's sufficient. Yeah, right.
All right. So in other words, after I did that, it was okay for me to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, shlosh shabbo mishalosh chaburos shalosh shlosh shabbo adam nischabro elu shlosh. Okay. So we have there's three units of three in different places. And each one of these units, one person left the unit And so we have one person from each one of these three groups, and they came together now over here. Okay? So can they become a new kviyas? Now, let's say they had already answered a hazmona back over there. So in group A, B, and C, each one of them, two people needed to bench, and one person was what did not need to bench yet. So the two, he interrupted his meal and answered to the other two, and they benched and left. So now, that happened with group A, B, and C. Now, there's three individual guys sitting over here, each one having had answered Zimun where they came from. They said, well, why don't we eat together already? We want to finish up our meals together. Right? So each one of the groups, the one person interrupted his meal and answered Zimun until and listened to Hazon from the other two people, and they already answered to the Zimun. So Reuven was from group A, Shimon was from group B, Levi is from group C. Now Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are sitting together, even though they continue to eat some more, and they finish at the same time, they don't do Zima. If, however, they did not do Zima where they came from, so now the key of Zima, which was on them, which they had not fulfilled yet, they need to fulfill now as they come together as a unit. Even if they did not eat together. Okay, so each one takes their Chiyav Zimun with them, and now they have three people of a Chiyav Zimun who will come together, so they will sort of finish off their Chiyav Zimun with these three people together.
In the second case, the first people, the other three groups of two people are stuck, or...
The Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with like how did this whole case happen?
Okay.
Right, the second scenario, how did it happen? Right. Okay. So let's see Mishnah Berurah. Kolech l'shnayim, ein bir loch. Okay. Fine. Fil och achar kach. So, Reuben ate with group A, Shimon ate with group B, Levi ate with group C. And now we have Reuben, Shimon together, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi together, and they ate together now. They already answered Zimun before, and they're no longer a Chiyav Zimun. Okay. Komalkam Birchas says Amozen Chiyam Levarach Mitchilas Birchas Hazon Kilei Kamon Zimun Reish Hagah. Now we'll discuss later on. They really heard the first bracha, so theoretically, if they heard the bracha and they listened, so really they really should pick up benching from the second bracha. But over here they ate more, so this situation for sure. They need to start from the beginning of benching. However, if they were not mezamim mekayimon, they have a chiyuv to do zimun now, and they're not sham lechalik. Kim shenod do ato yachtav. By coming together now, they extend their chiyuv zimun, which was before. Kol echad bo mechabura shekvar niskayiv sham bezimun. So the combination of the fact that they had a chiyuv zimun prior, which has not been released, A, and B, because they're now coming together as a group, so they should be mitzarf. And the Vav Shini is Barba Siv Vav, Vahagot, Dosa Lipard Mechabura Shal Shloisha, Shalizei Mav Sed Azim and Shalem Lachar, how do they do that? How do they were not allowed to leave that group, and thereby undermine the Zimun. Mimkein Hoya Lachal Echad, Vechad Lach Shal Lachabura Shaloi, so Lachar the Chi would be to go back to the group, instead of being mezam together now as a new unit. Yeshnorma the Marihocha Shinis Pardach Uburosam Harishan. So yes, there was some element of impropriety that they left improperly, but there's nowhere to go back to. So they can't do that. So what do? They do it now. Inami. If you mind the Mavorba Kamam Simon Raish, Bel Yarabah, Shari Kranam, the Mokam Shesh Ernest, or have some moment mutter lecha likmusudosu bikanim shagamu hashnaim. Work with the Yatzmah. So you have a situation where we can have one of the three bench beforehand, not as part of a Zimun, in the case of an Oinus. So these three, each one left their group due to an oinus, and now they all end up in the same place, and they should bench now. Now, Mishmur says, one second, we still have the other problem. Even though they had a right, they have a right to not be mezamen, and just and leave early and not be mezamen, they don't have a right to leave their place. We have two issues over here. One issue is the Zeman issue. One issue is you're supposed to bench where you ate. And we're saying they didn't eat anymore over here. Okay, so in halachas, if you start in place A and then you move to place B and you continue eating based on your original kavias, that works. So now you can bench where you finish. But the Shulchan Aruch over here says even though they ate nothing in the new place, so they have to go back to the old place, the bench. Okay. Now they left b'shogeg. Now left b'shogeg is a machlokas b'shoyin what you do, and the bezel loy matrichin and oyser lachol the mekaymoy ladas a ramba. V'chenal shom b'sif va'alav. So in a case where a person left b'shogeg, and it's a tircha to go back, we're not matrichim to go back according to the ramba. We rely on the Rambam. So Reuben was in place A, Shimon was in place B, Levi was in place C. They all left because they had a reason they had to leave early. They didn't bench, so they had to leave. Mitzad the Zimun element. They come together, the three of them now, and they say, okay, let's bench. Well, if you go back to where they came from, they'll lose Zimun. If they don't go, if they bench here, they won't lose Zimun. So that might act as a Shasat Chak, assuming they left Bishargay. Well, you start with the Hakkar Kamar, Afilo Loyokal Yachar, Klamer, Elokalakar, Okabeth Nayats, Meshulakovu, Tenuhiyam Zimun, Kamashakos, Sibbez, Wakam Kimran Iskaib. So the case was they did eat here, except for there's a lot of bench here. They didn't eat together as a unit, and therefore that would not generate a new chiyav zimun of the three together. So they, even without that, since they come from a place where there was a chiyav zimun, which had not been discharged, they will bench together. Vav. Sholosh chabur shoyi b'chol achas arboa. So the first scenario which we had in Sif Hei was it was three groups of three. Now it's three groups of four. Perishak b'kol chabura. V'nitztarfu l'chabura acheres. So Reuben left from group A, Shimon and Levi, and each one left three people behind. Now Reuben, Shimon and Levi come together and now is
a fourth group
of three, right? Now, meanwhile, was in the Shlosh HaNisharim, the three remaining people in each group benched. Okay, so Parach Zimun Minayu Kima the Mechavreim Zimnu. So Reuven no longer is a Chiyav Zimun because the group that he came from benched the Zimun. Even he wasn't there for the Zimun, but this wasn't his real Mokum. His Mokum was there, and the there benched was Zimun. So the Chiyav Zimun ends. Who had any Moyu Lahoyu Bechol Chabur El Shloisha? V'halach Kol Echad Mikol Chabur Kadam Zimun. So we have the same scenario. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, each one's in a group of three. Reuben leaves that group. Shimon, Levi. Meanwhile, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun join group A, B, and C. And then the group A benches. So Reuben's group A benched Bezimu. Even though Reuven left, and without him they couldn't bench, but they didn't. It's still a chiyav zimun. Now, when Yehuda joins them and they bench with zimun, so Reuven no longer is a chiyav zimun. Okay. Hagoa, shalosh chabura shoklu. L'chol chabura shalosh b'nei. The three groups, each one has three people. Also, l'chol echem yam lipar b'chol chabura l'zama b'yachad. So this idea of each one, you know, let's do musical groups, right? And have Reuven, Shimon, Levi leave the group and come together in Mimazamin, and we'll have Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun leave the group and Mimazamin together, right? We'll make three new groups of three. You can't do that. You can't do one of that, but for sure, right? So if it's groups of four, so they can leave. Reuben will leave, Shimon will leave, Levi will leave, and they'll join together as a three, and they'll make their own zimun. Meanwhile, those other people will make their own zimun afterwards. So that you're allowed to do. But if you're going to take away the zimun, it's a problem. Okay. So the Mishabura, Parach zimun minayu. Now, this halacha is talking about that Reuben and Shimon Levi did not make a new meal or extension of the meal here in this new place. So they left behind a group of three in each one. There were they started as groups of four. Reuben left from the group A of four, Shimon from group B of four, Levi from group C of four. So now each one has the group of three left behind. The Reuben, Shimon, Levi come over here and they continue the meal. They continue eating together. So even though A, B, and C batch back home, this new group, group X, can be mitzarif together because they ate together. In the case of Sifhei, which we said even they eat afterwards, they're not mitzarif, because over there they answered to the zimun where they came from. Or if they did not answer to the zimun where they came from, they left before the zimun. But we're saying that the zimun which takes place afterwards, their group, they're still tied to their group in that sense. Their group made zimun. While if they make a new kavias and they eat together, so they have a nuki of zimun. Whereas in Sifhei, the case was that they were there with their group. They answered to Zimun with their group, and then they came and they ate together over here. That will not generate a new chiyuv. Okay, kibush rem dimnu amir alocha. Fine. So Kibegru suggests in the Bir Alocha, or the Kibir Alocha across the Kibegru suggests, that maybe we should say like this. So we had a group of A, B, and C. Each one is a group of four. Reuben leaves from A, Shimon, Levi, fine. Meanwhile, group A is Mazamin. So Reuben, since he came from that group, loses his Chiyuv Zimun. Right? What will be in the following? So, that we'll argue that they came from house A, B, and C. As they're walking, meanwhile, they do the Zimun back there. Fine. So the time they get together, the Zimun is gone. The Zimun's been done. What about if they get together already, all three, and they're already acting as a unit together, and then they're Mazama back home? He says, since over here they already became a new group, even though they didn't eat together, so Kragers and they ate together, fine, everything's good. They didn't eat together yet. They just came together and they're going to bench over here. Right? So in that situation, but since they already became a new unit with a Chi of Zimun here, maybe the fact that the Mazaman back home shouldn't affect them. It's only if they're Mazaman there before they made the new group. That's what Kragers suggests. So the same thing will be true if they left behind a group of two and then a new person joined that group of two and they benched again. This person who left has lost his zimun. The truth is, if even one of the groups that happens, so now one of the three here in the new group lost his Chiyuv Zimun, so then he can't bench for Zimun over here. Okay. He says if there are groups of four, so they're allowed to separate. There are three distinct groups within the same place, the same building. So we addressed the Zimun issue, but we still have the Birchas Hamazon B'Mekayma issue. Fine. Oh, wow. I don't know how common these issues would really play out. They ate as a group of three, and they started benching, and they benched. So they finished benching. They said, "So let's do zimun now." Okay, so loch is bottom of him a zimun. Zimun is done. They can't make do zimun afterwards. That should be affected retroactively for the benching. It's too late. And if two of the people didn't realize, they started benching. They realized that they already did, that they forgot to do zimun. One of the three by mistake benched. So, or he potentially benched, whatever, either way. The other two can still do a zimun. And the third person will answer, even though he benched already. And even though he benched already, but he did eat, so he can say brush shachal mishaloi. V'hem yotzim they chiv zimun, v'hem yotzim they zimun, shein zimun l'mefrei. So he cannot take away their schus of zimun. He lost his schus of zimun. V'hem ha'echad zimun im acher, av shnayim anisharim enim yichal mazamin. But if this number, this one individual of the three, went and was mazam with a different group through zimun, then the first two cannot use him for zimun. Okay. Let's be mavorech. It's too late. They're already benched. The idea of zimun is let's get ready to bench together. Well, that's too late. We can say Baruch Shachadim Shalai. Tobemus Mukhib Zimun Hu. He's also Khiv in Zimun. Shachlim and Bayah, he ate with them. El Shalom Zakani has no solution. Shumish Kabar Biruch, Vain Zimun Mafreya. Khan Hamahani Starfusai, Al Kaponim Shiyu, Haim Yod Simayada Yodai. See, he is considered part of the unit to the point that he can join them. And they are Yodse. But he cannot be Yotze the Zimun himself. We'll see later on. The Brisa Dirushin says later, but what about a case? This is ultimately all baked bread. What about the situation over there? There's 10 people, 9 of them ate bread, and one of them ate just your rock, and he said a Baruch HaKorin already. So then, once he says the Baruch HaKorin, it's out. Fine. Now, this number three, who benched already, so he listens to this, he answers to the Zimun. He's not mechayev to listen to the Zanas HaKal, because, like, what does he accomplish with that? There's no Zanas HaKal to accomplish that you're kilu being yotzei to the bracha with them. It's too late, you're benched already. Now, if the one of the three went and was mezama with a different group, imacher, hashabal the chabura shal shloisha, ayfil bal the shnayim b'sayf sedosim ba'achli mahem. He joined a group of three, which are he's number four or he's number three, but he ate with them a little bit. Sayim b'chol mezama and aloyach the two who stayed behind lost their number three and they cannot be mezama on him. They shakar yotzei they chayv zimun because he fulfilled his din zimun. But they didn't lose their chiyuv zimun, so they could add a third person from the shuk who can join them, eat together with them, and then answer. Tell of the Bir Halacha. Okay, so what was the case that there were three people, and each one instead of benching with zimun, they started benching. So you say that's too late. They don't have to finish the whole benching to lose the zimun. Just saying the first bracha is enough to lose the chiyuv zimun. Yeah. Yes, this topic. Rebbe says, in that case, maybe we could argue that they haven't really benched yet. So they haven't really benched yet, so we could do a zimun. So I'm not sure what it would look like. You would. Right, Baruch Shalchal Mishlov Teruchayinu, and then you finish off the rest of the brachas, like Mamash Mila the brachas. I don't know. Interesting question which comes up. So the one who started benching, we say, okay, the other two can bench on him. You do a zimun with him. So, is it better that he should finish benching and then he should answer? Or is it better that he should stop after
a zonasakol,
and they'll do zimun, he'll answer over there, and then he'll continue the rest of benching? So
I thought, well, once you started benching, I thought you couldn't stop. You're saying you can?
Well, that's the question. That's where. There for the purposes of zimun, which is part of the process of benching. You can't stop to do something else, but for the purpose of zimun, which is part of the benching process, maybe I should do that. I'm supposed to bench with zimun. I don't know. I should bedafka have to stop. So the Moshe Dish over here brings that the Chayonim says you go all the way to the end. And the Buchacher, the Eshalom from Buchach, says you answer after Zonos HaKol. It brings from Riyasha. The Riyasha says that you should wait till Lalamaya Chasreinu. But he brings them, if a person already had a Masara to interrupt by Hazon, they can continue to do that. That is an accepted halachic position. Now let's hold it here. Tomorrow night there's